The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority is trying to change the laws that govern how it uses its money. Some board members hope the legislation will pass soon enough that the organization does not have to undergo a special legislative audit. The trust was created to fund mental health programming around the state. It came under scrutiny last year because the Board of Trustees was investing the trust's principal on their own instead of having it managed by the permanent fund. Some say that violates state statutes. A legislative audit was ordered in December. Trust interim CEO Greg Jones says Anchorage Senator Anna McKinnon requested they submit legislation for consideration. Jones says the proposed laws would give the board and the trust land office the legal authority to do what they're already doing with the principal.
And for years we've done it, we've used it for a variety of things, stewardship of our land, increasing the value of our resources, diversifying our income. We believe those are all appropriate things for the trust to do, but they're not addressed in current statutes and current laws.
The current statute was crafted more than 20 years ago and states the principal shall be invested by the permanent fund corporation, not by the Board of Trustees. Jones says it's time for an update. He's working with lawyers and the Attorney General's office to draft the new legislation. He says it will include limits on what the trust can invest in and will tie the expenditures to the mission of the trust supporting mental health programs. During a special board meeting on Tuesday, some members of the board, including Vice Chair Mary Jane Michael, expressed frustration that the legislation wasn't ready to present yet. She says until new legislation is passed, the board can no longer invest in income-generating commercial real estate.
It's costing us ultimately millions of dollars. We're losing our connections to the outside investment world. We're, you know, it's impacting us.
She also said passing new legislation could make the legislative audit unnecessary.
There's nothing more important we could do right now than to get legislation going, because it will save us a lot of work in the long run if we don't have to have the audit and we don't have to do a lot of these other things, because we've dealt with what we need to deal with. So,
Jones reported to the board that the audit is scheduled to start in May and could take about a year to complete. The trust's advisory boards wrote letters last year supporting the completion of the audit because of concerns about the trust's, quote, lack of transparency and meaningful public process related to land management and property acquisition. Jones says the trust will also be undergoing an organizational review that could overhaul the organization's structure and bylaws.